WROCV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Senate cleared a key procedural hurdle toward avoiding a partial government shutdown Friday night when the government runs out of money.
The good news is the ball has already started rolling to try to kick the can down the road and buy Congress a little bit more time to work out longer-term funding solutions. The Senate voted to extend the government funding deadline through March, but that actually still doesn't address the longer-term issues with government funding that have plagued this Congress for several months now.
ABC's Allie Pecorin. A big White House meeting today on President Biden's supplemental funding request for Ukraine, Israel, and border security. Bitter cold across much of the U.S. Multiple deaths in multiple states are being blamed on the weather. In Chicago, it's so cold that Tesla drivers were sitting in long lines at charging stations. A charge that should take 45 minutes was taking more than 2 hours. This is ABC News. Apple stands to start losing a lot of money after a decision by the Supreme Court on a lower court's ruling.
The order let stand by the Supreme Court allows app developers to put in payment links that bypass Apple's systems. That would also let them bypass the commissions that Apple takes. Those commissions add up to potentially billions of dollars every year. The lower court had ruled that Apple's App Store rules for apps purchased on more than a billion iPhones constitute unfair competition under California law. Epic Games, which filed the original suit, lost its broader appeal that Apple was violating federal antitrust law. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A fuel leak doomed Astrobotics Peregrine spacecraft's bid to land on the moon. Now NASA says Peregrine will re-enter Earth's atmosphere on Thursday. It's likely to burn up on re-entry. NASA says it's too soon to say what caused the fuel leak, but the agency continues to support Astrobotic to identify the cause and develop a path forward. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the Careers tab. What a win! The Green Bay Packers now face the San Francisco 49ers this Saturday night in California. Catch every play and score on the Packers Radio Network, locally in Racine, on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha, 98Q Country in Park Falls, and in Richland Center on WRCO 100.9 FM. The Packers against the 49ers this Saturday night. Pregame at 5, kickoff 7:15. What a team! The Packers and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have made it through the coldest cold from this latest cold snap, but it's still going to be cold today. Partly cloudy. We'll get to 9 for a high, but that wind chill will be well below zero here most of the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 4 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 12. Some light snow is possible late tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
Mino and the Mayor.
Murphy in the morning. Mino and Tammy.
We have keys for you. A key to the city. And a key to our studio. It's presented to Jim Murphy in the morning. You are key to our community, Mino and the Mayor. So that is for you.
Okay, can I be honest on one thing?
Yeah.
It's not really a key to our office. It's just an extra key he had laying around, but he's going to say it was.
It's a thought that counts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor in the Morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
EM Zone. Connecting producers and consumers one story at a time. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Yep, that's what we do every day, all the time. Welcome in, everybody. It's a Wednesday. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Youngke checking in from Dairy Strong, happening today at the KI Convention Center, downtown Green Bay. That conference starts this morning, goes into the evening. Tonight, they're going to hear from baseball great Cal Ripken, and they'll continue again tomorrow as well with different board activities. You can follow us on Facebook, Fabulous Farm Babe, if you want to see pictures from the event. No matter where you are, Green Bay, Madison, Fond du Lac, La Crosse, it's going to be another cold day. We had sunshine yesterday. That was the good news. Didn't necessarily warm us up, though, did it? Today, we've got a few more clouds in the forecast. We're expecting our daytime high today to reach 14 degrees. Winds not as strong. West-southwest up to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, down to 3 below as the clouds go away. Then tomorrow, cloudy skies, 11 above. Friday, mostly cloudy and 9 above. Saturday, we've got sunshine back in the forecast and 11 degrees. Next week, we warm up enough so we might actually see a few more rain and snow showers in the forecast. 38, 39 in the forecast for next week. So tie a knot and hang on. We'll find out more about weather details. Stumacher, ag meteorologist, on the way. Also visiting with Tammy Vossen, executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Boy, oh boy, more and more dairy producers today than ever are paying attention to how valuable those baby bull calves are when it comes to beef opportunities. We're talking about how you can make sure you're capitalizing on all of it and catching up with Ashley Hewn from the Steffes Group, too.
Keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farmers Union members are getting together today in Madison for the Farm and Rural Lobby Day at the state capitol. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And before meeting with their lawmakers, Farmers Union will brief its members on the policy priorities they set at the annual meeting in December. The topics range across several categories, from rural economic issues to on-farm environmental work. Michelle Ramirez-White is the policy coordinator for Wisconsin Farmers Union. She tells me they expect a good turnout for the Farm and Rural Lobby Day.
Weather permitting, we're very hopeful to receive around 60 to 70 farmers down in Madison. We do this event every year, and it's often time, the only time of year that they come down to Madison. So it's fun, and it's a great memory for a lot of our members. We're aware that the travel might be more difficult, but we're really hopeful to see around 60 to 70 farmers.
Wisconsin Farmers Union will be putting a lot of focus on rural infrastructure while visiting with lawmakers. And by rural infrastructure, I mean education, you know, community nutrition. Walk me through your specific asks while you're lobbying in Madison.
We are highlighting nutrition and education this year. We had a larger conversation in 2023 in our policy discussions internally about bridging the gap between early ag education and then continuing into careers in agriculture. So we want to have a renewed focus on how we can really bridge our connection to schools. So we're supporting AB 754 SB 720 school aid, which would provide healthy school meals for all public and private schools for costs of those meals and making an appropriation to cover school meals. So we feel like that's very important, as well as farm to fork grants, which is a separate legislation to allocate money for farm to fork support grants, creation and expansion of programming so that more local and healthy food can be placed in Wisconsin schools. We see that as very, very important. As far as rural development or rural infrastructure, we're supportive of payment processing for farmers, which is a really cool bill, SB 710, AB 750, and it provides an investment in EBT credit and debit processing equipment for farmers and farmers markets statewide. So that will help both increase access to healthy homegrown food in Wisconsin, but also increase sales to our farmers and broaden the options for people utilizing EBT.
So these nutrition priorities also go hand in hand with economic development in rural Wisconsin and opening markets in agriculture.
Definitely. Yeah. Increasing these avenues for income and sources to sell local products to Wisconsin schools is definitely part of preserving our small to mid-sized farms and just increasing our rural infrastructure and making more viable ways of having support for our smaller to mid-sized farms in our local school districts and through local farmers markets.
Have you been successful in getting lawmakers' attention for the Farm and Rural Lobby Day? Are they looking forward to meeting with their constituents?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great time of year. It's a busy time of year as a lot is moving through session right now, but it's a really timely point for legislators to check in with their constituents and hear what they think about the actions happening during this session. So I think it's a really important time, and we've received positive feedback around setting these meetings and have had overall very solid success in setting the meetings. And then we've also included a few different representatives and different members of the committees to speak at the event in programming prior to the legislative meetings that start at 1 p.m. So yes, we've received really positive support from members of the legislature in planning this event.
Michelle Ramirez-White along with us. She's the policy coordinator for the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Some of the priorities they're bringing to Farm and Rural Lobby Day on Wednesday focus on strengthening the small and mid-sized farm economy, opening up market opportunities through nutrition programs, and advocating for bipartisan legislative maps. But it doesn't stop there. Michelle, I found that health care was a top concern for Farmers Union members.
It's definitely been a renewed focus for us. We're here to support in this lobby day SB 717, AB 746, which is a BadgerCare public option bill. So it's expanding the basic health plans available in our state insurance market. We see public options and expansion of public options as the avenue that we want to support in expanding quality health care in Wisconsin. So we're very excited to support this type of legislation.
By nature, Wisconsin Farmers Union is a grassroots organization, meaning that the legislative direction you're moving in is decided by the membership during the annual meeting. Remind us how involved Farmers Union is at the legislative level when it comes to developing the bills.
We have a very robust internal policy process that is completely member-led. So all of our members really write the policy that we use as staff to inform where we fall on not only legislative issues, but how we invest in and work towards applying for grants and expanding our special projects and other things in the organization. We definitely encourage our members to make strong connections with their legislators, and we definitely do work with legislators, both on staff and with individual members, to kind of inform legislation that is introduced in the Capitol. And yeah, so we see the members coming down to Madison and both vocalizing where their priorities and the issues that they're facing every day, as continuing to support and advocate for the Farmers Union priorities that are passed at, again, this like membership-led, very grassroots level at our state convention every year in December. So it's a very, very farmer-led and very member-led process. And we're very excited to be able to welcome them back into their capital for this event so that they can really put all of the work they did in the policy, internal policy process in our organization into action when they speak with their legislators.
Some other items that make up your to-do list in 2024, Michelle, have to do with our dairy and livestock producers. Environmental sustainability on those operations is an area in which you're looking for state support.
We're very excited and supportive of the Transition to Grass pilot program that was introduced by Representative Novak and Senator Jesse James. It's creating a Transition to Grass pilot program in DACAP, which is kind of adding another tool to farmers' tool belts on how to address water quality issues. So it's expanding and supporting for managed grazing, and it's really targeted at farmers who aren't currently practicing a managed grazing system. And one thing that we're really excited about it, amongst other things, is that it is both an appropriation, so it provides money for the awardees, but it also provides technical assistance. And that monetary and technical support is spanned over a multi-year plan. So they have multiple years to help and to be given support to integrate these types of grazing systems, which we feel as a a sustainable agricultural step to water quality.
And zooming in on dairy specifically, I understand that there's a handful of items that you'll be talking about at Farm and Rural Lobby Day.
So we're supportive of three bills in dairy this session. We're touching on milk labeling in SB 886. So it would prohibit products that aren't from the definition they use is a cow's milk, hooved or camel-lidded mammal's milk. So it would be kind of milk and dairy alternatives like almond and soy to prohibit those types of products from being labeled as milk. And then we have permits for overweight transportation of fluid milk. So we're supportive of the expansion of milk hauling weight restriction limits to be able to haul more fluid milk, but also milk byproducts like whey, as we identify that those are highly perishable products that need to be transported in a very timely manner. And then lastly, we're supportive of SB 781, which is an unpasteurized dairy bill, and it provides different avenues for farmers to be able to sell raw milk in Wisconsin.
There's historically been pushback, though, that raw milk could make people sick and then tarnish the dairy industry's reputation. So how does Wisconsin Farmers Union back up your support for raw milk?
There's definitely merits to the stories that are being shared from people who have experienced sickness around consuming raw milk. But there are also stories of people who swear by it to cure other things. And obviously, I'm not someone in research or a medical professional that can say one way or the other what unpasteurized dairy really does. But we believe that both consumers have the right to make their own decision at the grocery store or from their own farmer if they would like to try raw milk. And then we trust the farmers in Wisconsin to sell safe dairy and think that they know what's best. And this bill also comes with more robust guidelines and testing requirements compared to previous proposals on this topic. So I think with the robust guidelines that this sets and the trust that we have on our dairy farmers, we feel good about supporting this legislation.
Michelle Ramirez-White along with us. She's the policy coordinator with Wisconsin Farmers Union, previewing what the conversations will look like today during Farm and Rural Lobby Day at the state capitol. She expects about 70 Wisconsin Farmers Union members to speak up on policy priorities that will make a difference on their farms and communities. I'll be catching up with them later this morning, so look for pictures on Facebook at Fabulous Farm Babe. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Her name is Pam Yonke. But you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right. And the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the civic media team on your local station, WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to civic media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM in Green Bay.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Yes. sure she'll stop farming when pigs fly. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
No. Let's ground those pigs like many of the flights that people were kind of counting on this week. It has been a tough travel week no matter where you're going. Good news is I'm up here in Green Bay. It wasn't a tough drive yesterday. You do have to be careful, though, on side roads and back roads. Still pretty good layer of ice that's out there making things slippery for sure. Let's talk about our weather. Time for our Compere Financial Ag Weather Update on a Wednesday. Stu Muck, Ag Meteorologist, joining us. Yeah, it looks like we're going to have to drive on those situations for a little while yet, but I was telling him it does look like we're going to get a turnaround next week.
Nothing like stealing my thunder, Pam. The big news I had to share that warm-up next week. All right, let's talk about what's happening before that's going to happen. And that, of course, is still a continuation of very cold conditions around the area. Maybe a little more sunshine again today to get things underway. That's not unusual in winter. Think about it. After those big snowstorms, January's and February's years past, the next day we get that beautiful sunny day. Brutally cold and probably windy with blowing snow, but the sunshine. Well, we'll have some of that sunshine to enjoy today. That's not all too bad. Still strong low pressure off to our north, high pressure to the south. Anticipate that little break with some sunshine and a pretty fair looking day. But those temperatures remain cold. We just aren't having a big warm up, nowhere near the normals in the southern half of the state, at least. The normal should be about 27 today. We'll be lucky to see half of that, more likely, about 12, maybe 13 degrees, about as warm as we'll be. But there will be a few changes. In fact, I expect a quick Alberta Clipper-type front to drop on through the area. And we have to mention that toward late Thursday or into early Friday, there could be just a little light snow in the south, a little light snow further north, even into early Thursday. But it's not going to amount to much of anything. I really just expect a little pass with a couple of snowflakes and a little reinforcement of cold air getting and staying a little colder yet as we wrap up the week. And then it starts to turn around. The moderation Pam highlighted. In fact, extended forecast guidance now, Sunday through next week, Saturday. That's the 21st through the 27th, indicating northern Wisconsin a much better chance to be way above normal and at least a fair chance to see above normal temps in the south. A little warm-up, certainly sounding like some good news. I think we can all look forward to that. I think about what it might do as far as helping salt work to help clear up those roadways. They're just not very nice. Many of them, not the main roads, country roads, the side roads. They're pretty rough and pretty ice covered. Sure would be nice to clean them up. I'll have our forecast details right after this.
Now, here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that the average adult has anywhere from 2,000 to 10,000 taste buds? Yeah. Here's the sad part, though. We lose taste buds as we get older. What? Don't you want every one of those taste buds to be happy? Well, I've got an answer. Bavaria Sausage. Yep, Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here for Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5, or always open online, BavariaSausage.com. I'll tell you what, every one of those taste buds in your mouth will jump for joy when they see what's coming their way. The authentic old world flavor of their brats. What about all of the artisan cheeses and all of the unique flavors in between? Don't let one of those taste buds be disappointed. Head on over, BavariaSausage.com or the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Tell them the Farm Babe sent ya.
Our Compere Financial Ag Weather Forecast does include at least some sun. Partly sunny today, but still on the cold side. Low double digits, 12 degrees, a little warmer in the west, up toward 14 or so. And the wind chill still dropping down to around 15 and 25 below. That's with a west breeze about 5 to 15. Overnight, becoming mostly cloudy. Maybe not as cold, closer to zero or just below, with the west winds about 5. Mostly cloudy Thursday, a little snow could develop later in the day. Again, 12 degrees, maybe a little warmer in the west. The north winds at 5 to 10. Some snow overnight may last into early Friday in the east. Mostly cloudy and even colder for Friday. Single digits again, 8 or 9, maybe near 10, with the northwest wind about 5 to 15. Just double digits with some sunshine Saturday. A little warmer, teens on Sunday, and then that warm up next week. But that warm-up could have a little snow late Sunday night. Could be a little snow later Monday or on to Tuesday. I think we'll deal with that if those temperatures moderate. So your improvement's there, Pam, but we've got a cold ways to go before we get there.
Very good. We'll bundle up accordingly. Thanks to Stu Muck with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update on a Wednesday. Compeer Financial is your financial partner. Agriculture and rural living. Start looking for your resources today online at Compeer.com. Find an office near you. Well, they're going to have to bundle up. Today is the Farm and Rural Lobby Day. Wisconsin Farmers Union headed to the state capitol. We've got more on that and a lot of birthdays to celebrate today. Stick around.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
If you're looking forward to getting out on the bay or lake to ice fish or snowmobile, colder temperatures are here, but consider this.
Well, in a normal winter, starting sometimes Thanksgiving, ice starts to form. This year, we are a full 5-6 weeks behind our ice making.
That's Tom Derzwicki from Bayside Ice and Recovery in Suamico. He's been rescuing people and their trucks after falling through thin ice for more than 20 years.
The snow and the slush will cover up some bad spots. If you're on the pressure crack and you see snow and slush, you know, that crack, it appears to be maybe a foot, 2 feet wide, but on each side of that crack, you could have 10, 15 feet of bad ice on each side of that crack.
DNR officials say check with locals who know the conditions, but also know ice safety is never 100%.
Mother Nature doesn't care. If you're falling through, you're falling through.
300,000 people ice fish in Wisconsin. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Save big money at Menards. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design, with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Right now, get 11% off Clearview Cabinetry and give your kitchen the upgrade it deserves. Now at Menards. Good through October 15th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Senate cleared a key procedural hurdle toward avoiding a partial government shutdown Friday night when the government runs out of money.
The good news is the ball has already started rolling to try to kick the can down the road and buy Congress a little bit more time to work out longer-term funding solutions. The Senate voted to extend the government funding deadline through March, but that actually still doesn't address the longer-term issues with government funding that have plagued this Congress for several months now.
ABC's Ali Pekoran. A big White House meeting today on President Biden's supplemental funding request for Ukraine, Israel, and border security. Bitter cold across much of the U.S. Multiple deaths in multiple states are being blamed on the weather. In Chicago, it's so cold that Tesla drivers were sitting in long lines at charging stations. A charge that should take 45 minutes was taking more than 2 hours. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senate Republicans voted to fire another one of Governor Evers' appointees Tuesday, this time Tyler Huebner of the state's Public Service Commission. Evers is appointing Christy Nieto to take his place. Senate Republicans have fired 8 of Evers' appointees since last fall. The keynote speaker at this year's State of Wisconsin Martin Luther King Day celebration says he wants the promise of justice one day to happen now.
It is ridiculous that people are attacking diversity, equity, and inclusion, but refuse to implement laws to remove guns from the hands of those who continue to shoot innocent children in schools and malls and even in faith places.
The Reverend Marcus Allen is a Baptist minister in Madison. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Badgers lose in an upset. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had not lost to a Big Ten opponent until they faced Penn State and Kane Clary.
Shot clock down to 10, game clock at 44. Clary drives by Wall, pulls, pops, good off the glass. He has been spectacular. Penn State up 6, 34 seconds to play.
Matt LePay with the call. Clary finished with 29 points on the way to an 87-83 win for Penn State over Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously the turnovers. I thought early, right from the start, we just got a little frenzied, and that gave them confidence as they were able to jump out to that lead that we can never quite get back where we felt we could get in control of it.
The Badgers host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers will be without backup outside linebacker Kingsley Enagbare after he suffered a knee injury against the Cowboys. Rookie Lucas Van Ness will have to step up as a pass rusher against the 49ers this Saturday night.
I think the more he plays, the better he gets.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope
we have made it through the coldest cold from this latest cold snap, but it's still going to be cold today. Partly cloudy. We'll get to 9 for a high, but that wind chill will be well below zero here most of the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 4 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 12. Some light snow is possible late tomorrow night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. The temperature now is 0.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. What a win! The Green Bay Packers now face the San Francisco 49ers this Saturday night in California. Catch every play and score on the Packers Radio Network locally in Racine on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. 98Q Country in Park Falls and in Richland Center on WRCO 100.9 FM. The Packers against the 49ers this Saturday night. Pregame at 5, kickoff 7:15. What a team! The Packers and the Civic Media Radio Network.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
This isn't going to be the NFC Championship game a couple years ago.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, we've got some clouds in the forecast today. We'll touch out around 14 above as far as the thermometer temperature is concerned. We will have a little bit of a breeze out of the west-southwest, up to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, 11 above with cloudy skies. Friday, 9 above and mostly cloudy. Then Saturday, sunshine and 11 above. I was mentioning it earlier. Getting into next week, we suddenly see kind of a nice warm-up. By Tuesday, we should have 37 degrees. Wednesday, 38. Thursday of next week, 39 degrees, but also a chance of precipitation. Morning, everybody. Welcome in. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke checking in this morning from Green Bay. This is where Dairy Strong, the annual gathering hosted by the Dairy Business Association, is going to unfold. Folks got together yesterday afternoon for a quick reception at Lambeau Field, and today we're at the KI Convention Center, downtown Green Bay, for the day full of dairy conversations. Tonight, capping off with a special guest performance, a guest message from baseball great Cal Ripken. So, like I said, today is the 17th day of January. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 1900, female cotton mill workers in Janesville went on strike, about 100 of them. In local news accounts, they said a committee of four, quote, good-looking young ladies was asked to negotiate for the group. They were basically hired to do piecework. The women, they said, earned $40 a month. The company said the women, quote, don't know how good they've got it because they're paid more than at other local cotton mills and as well as some men with families, end quote. Well, the ladies stuck to their guns. And if the company wasn't going to give, somebody else would. The women were arguing their monthly pay only averaged about $20. Within 3 days, they were all hired to work by tobacco warehouses. That all started to unfold on this day back in 1900. At that time, the Monterey Mill where they were striking was one of three Janesville cotton mills in operation right here in Wisconsin. How about that? Boy, we've got a lot of birthdays to celebrate today. Happy birthday to Luke, I am your father. James Earl Jones, he's 92 today. Talk show host Maury Povich is 85. Comedian Steve Harvey, host of Family Feud, he's 67. Comedian Jim Carrey turned 61. And Kid Rock from the state of Michigan, 52 years young. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends at the Steffes Group. That's Steffes Group. .com, of course, the website you want to go to. Don't forget about their price app that you can download and follow along with. You want to give them a call. You're thinking about an auction this year, are you? Well, you can do that as well. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Back along with us, our friend Ashley Yoon from the Steffes Group, fresh off of their big gathering as a company to kind of take a look back at 2023. What did you learn, Ashley? It's not just necessarily about the volume of business that the Steffes Group managed to handle in 2023. Really, it's about the performance. Tell me a little bit about the numbers you guys shared.
Yeah, truly. And it was interesting how last year, it kind of started off slow. And I, you know, again, we had record snowfall around the Midwest last year. I think someone said We had 4 feet at this time last year already for snow. So, you know, it really took a slow start, and it really picked up through the year, ending with record number of auctions in November and December. And a lot of that came from some of the dealer auctions that we had. Of course, you don't expect them. They just happen, and the market was right, and it was good timing for them. So at the end of the year, we ended up with just shy of 550 auctions.
Wow.
So
that is busy.
We were busy, of course. Yeah.
And, you know, you and I have talked about it every week that business stayed robust, not just as far as the number of auctions, but the prices, the value on those items remained so robust right to the very, very end.
Yeah, I can't say that last year it slowed down at all. It maybe kind of tapered off at the end, but there were still some really good auctions between Christmas and New Year's of this year on late model equipment, still fetching record prices, which tells me there's going to be a big appetite even this year for auctions and equipment because, you know, there's still runner-up bidders that didn't get anything bought. There's still people that are looking. There's still a lot of people needing to update equipment, and I think the prices will remain strong in the equipment side of things.
You bet. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group. Again, folks, like you heard, record-setting November, December last year for the Steffes Group, and they're looking for another record-setting year in 2024. You want to be a part of it? Pick up the phone and give them a call. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Or you want to do a little shopping or see the proof of what we're talking about? SteffesGroup.com. That's StefFesGroup.com. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Steffes Group. Well, today, despite the weather, there's going to be a bunch of folks that are down towards the state capitol talking about ag policy. The Wisconsin Farmers Union Farm and Rural Lobby Day happening today at Bethel Lutheran Church starting at about 10 o'clock this morning. One of the areas they want to focus in on is expanding the opportunities that farm families have under Badger Care. Now, remember, Badger Care is something that was established in the state to try to provide affordable health insurance for families, but a lot of times that doesn't include farm families. Michelle Ramirez-White is the policy coordinator for the Wisconsin Farmers Union.
It's definitely been a renewed focus for us. We're here to support in this lobby day, SB 717, AB 746, which is a Badger Care public option bill. So it's expanding the basic health plans available in our state insurance market. We see public options and expansion of public options as the avenue that we want to support in expanding quality health care in Wisconsin. So we're very excited to support this type of legislation.
Michelle Ramirez-White, again, public policy coordinator with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Now, remember, the Wisconsin Farm Bureau is also talking about insurance. Their annual Ag Day at the Capitol comes up on January 31st. They want to adjust rules in the state of Wisconsin that regulate insurance to allow another new option to be introduced in the state that would cater specifically to farm families. So two different approaches, but both with intentions of trying to help farm families find affordable health care insurance in the state. So like I said, Farmers Union today down at Bethel Lutheran starting at 10 a.m. for their Farm and Rural Lobby Day. Wisconsin Farm Bureau and other commodity groups were Ag Day at the Capitol Wednesday, January 31st at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. Well, yesterday in Chicago markets for corn never did improve. March corn closed 3.5 cents lower at 443.5. December new crop was down 4.5 at 477.25. March soybeans did close 3 cents stronger at 1227.25. But November new crop was down just 0.25 cents, 1201.25. Wheat for July dropped 13.25 cents to 605.25 on Tuesday. The barrel cheese dropped 0.5 cent to 144.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 1.25 cents yesterday at 156.25. Double A butter, that was up 0.25 cents at 256.75 per pound. Last I looked, the February Class 3 milk was down 17 cents at 1573, and March milk was down 15 cents at 1618 a hundredweight. Do you know what cattle buyers are looking for when your animal comes through the ring? And what about in the grocery store? How do they evaluate the beef you're producing? We're discussing those topics with Tammy Vossen from the Wisconsin Beef Council on the way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
This ad furnished by Nesmontage LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Mino and the Mayor.
Murphy in the morning, Mino and Tammy.
We have keys for you. A key to the city and a key to our studio. It's presented to Jim Murphy in the morning. You are key to our community, Mino and the Mayor. So that is for you.
Okay, can I be honest on one thing?
Yeah.
It's not really a key to our office. It's just an extra key he had laying around, but he's going to say it was.
It's a thought that counts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the Talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Moves like these before.
Rough hands, dirty boots, and farming roots. It's all we know. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Time again for Checkoff Chats. It's a conversation brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. The Wisconsin Beef Council, our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association, also happy to come along for the ride. I'll remind you before we even get started, don't forget about that website, beeftips.com. It's where you'll find literally everything from nutrition information about every beef cut you're looking at, recipe ideas galore, and also great stories about our Wisconsin beef producers and what they do every day to provide you with this top quality product. In studio with me today, Executive Director Tammy Vossen, to talk a little bit more about that top quality product, how the consumer views it, Tammy, and maybe as importantly, how we are continuing to always upgrade producers' information, how they are taking care of their animals, what they need to understand about the market today and where their animals are ultimately ending up. And that is provided basically through great webinars, the National Beef Quality Audit, and some of the information, again, like I said, that really pays dividends to our Wisconsin beef producers. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so the National Beef Quality Audit is conducted every 5 years, and the last one was just wrapped up here late in 2023. And really what they're looking at with the audit is to assess progress that we have made as an industry on a variety of production issues that do ultimately affect consumer demand. So they look at two segments. They look at market cows and bulls, and then they look at the fed cattle side of things. And what we want to do in these webinars on January 18th is to kind of give a recap of what we saw through the audits this past year. Areas where we have definitely made improvements, but of course we still have areas that we can work on as well to improve consumer experiences.
I was impressed by one of the items specifically. It's one that we talk about often, and that's food safety. You know, for a long time, food safety, no matter what segment of agriculture you were involved in, was number one with a bullet that you had to focus in on. Now it's not talked about. It's expected.
It certainly is. That is one of the resounding messages that we hear, not only from consumers, but all throughout the supply chain, that food safety is an expectation. And we know that we can maintain consumer demand by putting out a high quality and safe product.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to remind our dairy producers, now you're a big part of this conversation, too. If you never paid attention to the beef quality audit before, now with all this beef on dairy that we're featuring and sending to the marketplace, you need to be part of this conversation, too. And one of the reasons I bring that up, Tammy, is the beef quality audit also showed that we still have some issues with foreign materials when it comes to the cutouts. And when I say foreign materials, folks, it's not you know, necessarily anything particularly bad, but our dairy operators have to understand if you're used to using needles for vaccinations or what have you, and something goes wrong, that needle gets broken off or something like that, that's a perfect example of a foreign matter that may ultimately end up sticking with that carcass.
It is, and we know that there are ways to market those animals through the channel, taking them to a small processor, making them aware that those foreign objects might be there. But we actually, with these webinars on January 18th, we have two separate sessions altogether. So one is going to be offered at 11:30, and that is going to be specific to our dairy producers. And then the other will be at 7 p.m. for beef producers. Both of them will last about an hour, but it's going to be very focused in on that specific segment of the industry.
Well, and like we said, more and more of our Wisconsin dairy industry partners finding themselves a part of the beef industry. You always have been, but now with the high value we're seeing on beef on dairy, you are really engaged in the conversation. Again, I want to remind you, Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, is in studio with us. That website, again, beeftips.com, is a great place to go if any of this information kind of resonates with you, but you can't remember dates or you obviously need to see links and things like that. They'll have that all right there. That being said, Tammy, there's more educational opportunities that are coming up in the month of February, and these are also critical, not just for our longstanding native beef producers, but again, for that always needing to educate themselves dairy sector. Tell me a little bit about what's on the horizon in February.
Yeah, so here starting in February and then carrying over into March, we're partnering actually with the Division of Extension and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture to offer a series of four different workshops at four locations across the state, focusing in on quality beef production. So it's really going, what we're going to be focusing on there is everything from farm practices that impact the quality of the beef that we are raising here in our state through to that actual cut that is going into the retail case or to the restaurant. So just a couple of highline topics that we're going to be covering. Number one, these are all being held on, or at least starting at the Equity Sale Barn. So we are going to be having live cattle on hand along with those cattle buyers that are sitting in those seats each and every week. Evaluate some cattle as they're coming through the ring and give producers feedback on what it is that they're looking for and why or why not some cattle may receive higher premiums over others. So I think that's going to be a really interesting conversation to have with those cattle buyers there for all of us to be able to learn exactly what the marketplace is that they are looking to reach with the beef or the cattle that they're buying that day to end up with the consumer. But we're also going to talk about, again, those on-farm practices, whether it's feeding or other types of management activities that you're doing day-to-day that have an impact on quality. And then we're going to be able to look at some cuts that may have, say, lesions or foreign objects in them that are coming directly from the plant. And again, when you're having to cut and trim those out, the impact that has on the value of the cattle. And then lastly, going to be taking a look at overall yield and quality grades, and producers will have the chance to measure some ribeyes as well as back fat and then do some quality grading themselves. So taking a look at those ribs and trying to assign a quality grade on your own there. So again, four workshops, February 9th in Bondiwell, the 20th in Monroe, the 29th at Sparta, and March 14th in Stratford.
Man, that is an excellent opportunity. I mean, how many times have producers complained or took issue with a price that they received, whether it's a calf or maybe it's a cull cow or maybe it is that Holstein steer or beef steer. I mean, you always take issue. You never feel like you got the price you deserved. Being able to hear from those buyers directly is worth the time that you invest, most definitely. Again, like we said, Tammy Vossen in studio with us. Now, if I'm interested in any of these opportunities, Tammy, do you need advanced registration? Give me a little sense on what you need.
You bet. So, yes, we do need advanced registration. There is no cost to attend these workshops. However, with lunch being provided, we need to have an accurate head count for those days. So a couple of ways that you can register, again, going to our website at beeftips.com. If you click on Cattleman's Corner and then go to our monthly checkoff updates page, you'll find the link there that you can register online. But we also, you can give our office a call. That number is 1-800-728-2333. And we'd be happy to register you over the phone, too.
Most definitely. Again, want to find out more? Go to beeftips.com, tap on the Cattleman's Corner area, and then go to the calendar. You'll be able to register there. Of course, our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association will help you get registered as well. And you can call the office as well at Wisconsin Beef Council. Tammy Vossen, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, in studio with us. Please be sure that you're taking advantage of not only that information about the beef quality audit and how it drives your industry, but get better prepared on what you can do at the farm gate to provide that consumer with the product that you're proud of. That's it for this edition of Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars. And remember, dairy farmers, that involves you more and more every day. BeefTips.com, where you can find out more. In studio with me today, Tammy Vossen with the Wisconsin Beef Council.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Is there a better way to run the federal farm program? Find out today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Here we are again. The 2018 Farm Bill expired last fall, and we're operating on an extension of that until Washington can agree on and pass a new Farm Bill. Brad Lubin is an ag policy specialist at the University of Nebraska.
The Farm Bill that we have today, this extension for 2024, is essentially the same Farm Bill that we passed in 2014, which isn't that different than what we originally passed in 2008. Farm bills are evolutionary, yes. We've basically had the same farm program now for a decade.
Speaking of decades, Lubin says we've been rewriting farm bills every few years.
One clause says the current farm bill supersedes the 49 legislation as long as it's in effect. If there's ever a coalition that simply repeals that clause, then either we're done and the farm bill literally expires and we shut off the lights at USDA, or we turn the current farm bill into the new permanent legislation without an expiration date.
Which Lubin seems to think has some potential.
Then maybe would be the easier fight for ag is to say, hey, the current farm bill has worked for the last 10 years. Just keep it and take away the expiration date and we'd be done.
Lubin presented at the recent Purdue University Top Farmer Conference. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.